أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والشمس وضحاها والقمر إذا تلاها والنهار إذا جلاها والليل إذا يغشاها والسماء وما بناها والأرض وما طحاها ونفس وما سواها فألهمها فجورها وتقواها قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها صدق الله العظيم. These are the ayats of Surah Ash-Shams. This surah also was revealed to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Meccan period of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ought to have gathered once again that Ya Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes several oaths, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter makes the statement of the subject of the oath of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah says, وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا, and qasam of the sun and its broad light. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes this qasam of the sun, and we know that when the sun begins to rise, there's light that comes onto this earth. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, that this sun Allah has created such that it has a light that begins to spread across the earth or the globe in which that sunrise and that daylight has taken place. وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the qasam of the qamar, of the moon, إِذَا تَلَاهَا, when it comes and when it follows it. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us two different lights, qasam of the moon, that when the moon follows the sun, following would mean that when the sun sets, then we begin to see the moon, whether it is the moon of the 14th night, or whether it is that weak crescent that appears on the horizon. Ulama have differed in this, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show us, إِذَا تَلَاهَا, that one alternates, one comes after the other, and hence in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that brightness and darkness, all of it is in the hands of Allah Rabbul Izzat. The different kinds of light, all of that also is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sun with its brightness, the moon with its gentle glow, all these illuminating factors, all of it come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So within insan also, the darknesses that may exist, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is that noor, Allah ta'ala is that light, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the giver of that light that will then illuminate the hearts of people with the light of iman, the light of deen, the light of shariat, the light of this way of life that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself has prescribed. وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا جَلَّاهَا, further and over above the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken the qasam of the day and the broad light, qasam of the sun and the broad light of the sun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the further qasam, وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا جَلَّاهَا, and qasam of the day when it begins to brighten the earth and everything around. And here again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reiterates that this alternation that takes place, all of it is really a phenomena that is only in the hands of Allah. And it is for us to think about this greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the potential that we ourselves have. That on the one hand there is night, on the other hand there is day. On the one hand there is the brightness of the sun, on the other hand is the brightness of the moon. And Allah says, وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَاهَا, and qasam of the night, when it enshrouds and when it covers all of it, covers the earth, covers the world, whatever, but we find that everything suddenly becomes dark. So one hand, the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the other hand, man needs to see darknesses, man needs to see light, and man needs to realize, if all of this is from Allah, then most certainly Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant hidayat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides obviously, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires. وَالسَّمَاءِ وَمَا بَنَاهَا وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا طَحَاهَا. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and qasam of the skies as Allah had made it. This is the qasam that Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala takes, that look at it, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it, it stands so magnificent, it stands so perfect, it stands without any blemish whatsoever. Allah had created it, and it remained the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created it. Although there are some commentators that say that here the qasam is وَالسَّمَاءِ وَمَا بَنَاهَا, qasam of the sky and that zat and that being that has created or built the sky. وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا طَحَاهَا, and qasam of the earth as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spread it out, or as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extended it. وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا صَوَّاهَا, and qasam of the nafs, qasam of the soul. وَمَا صَوَّاهَا, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had proportioned it. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has proportioned the soul of mankind, of humankind, as Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala so desired. And then, not only did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala proportion it, but over and above that, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired it, fujuraha, its transgression. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired it to understand its transgression, wa taqwaha, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had inspired it to understand its taqwa, its piety. Again, from the few verses, few surahs behind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reiterates this fact, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given each and every human being a unique and particular capacity. And that capacity is to understand what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has defined as a transgression. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the capacity to understand what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has defined as piety. All of it, that capacity of understanding, is most certainly from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and that exists in each and every human. And this is in actual fact the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the capacity, Allah has given us the ability to understand. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, over and above that, has given us the free will. And together with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down kitabs, Allah has sent down revelation. If in our case, Allah has sent down the Quran, Allah has sent down our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. Certainly, that person who purifies his soul has been successful. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. And that person that failed, that person that failed, وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. That person who did not purify it, who actually threw it away in literal sense, then that person has failed. In other words, he has failed the test of this world. He has failed the test of times. Our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he would recite these verses, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to make a dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allahumma ati nafsi taqwaha. Likewise, made today after the Fajr Salat. Allahumma ati nafsi taqwaha. O Allah, grant our nafs its taqwa. Grant it the understanding of the piety that you have defined. فَزَكِّهَا أَنْتَ خَيْرُ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. Allah, you purify it, because you are the best of those that can purify. That factor of purifying, that definition of purifying, that all comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grants us the tawfiq to move towards it. أَنْتَ وَلِيُّهَا وَمَوْلَاهَا. Allah, you are its wali. Allah, you are its guardian, and you are its master. All of it is from you, O Allah. And hence, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam would make this dua. And hence here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that either we are going to squander our lives in this world and not progress and develop ourselves and our inner selves, and hence we will then be swaying from the path of Allah, or we have the opportunity to purify ourselves, to develop our nafs, and turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.